This is The Record from KUOW Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down the so-called Hobby Lobby decision. The court ruled that small, privately held corporations can deny insurance coverage for contraception if that coverage conflicts with their religious beliefs. This morning, Washington Senior Senator Patty Murray introduced legislation that would override the High Court's decision. I asked her why she introduced a bill many people think has little chance of passage.
Many women were as outraged as I was that a corporation was now being allowed to determine what health benefits they had access to. And they based it on a law that Congress passed. So what we can do is pass a law that simply says that corporations cannot interfere in health benefits for employees and their dependents in order to change it back.
Senator, you sound very impassioned when you talk about this. Why specifically is this particular issue so important to you?
Well, you know, the access for women to make their own health care decisions, and we're talking about contraception here, has, in my mind, been settled a long time ago. Most women today believe that that is their choice between themselves and their partner and their health care provider or doctor and their religion or their faith. No one ever has grown up thinking or should be thinking that now there's another party inserted in that decision, and that's the guy who signs your paycheck. To me, that is absurd.
Washington Senior Senator Patty Murray. So what happens now? Washington Post congressional reporter Wesley Lowry joins us. Hi, Wesley.
How are you doing?
Good. And you?
Doing pretty well.
Senator Murray told us that this bill that she's co-sponsored could be introduced on the Senate floor as early as next week. Many analysts, including you, say it has little chance of passage. What would Senator Murray and the bill's supporters need in order to get it to pass?
Well, the first step will be in the Senate, where Senator Murray is locking down all the Democratic votes. So you got to remember there are not enough Democrats in the Senate, even though they have control of it, to pass this on their own. They have to get to 60 votes total. And so the first step is making sure that every Democrat would vote in favor of it. That sounds a lot easier than it is, especially because there are many Democrats in the Senate who are up in tough re-election bids this year or who are in states that are more conservative or more red, where their voters might not be happy with them if they were to vote in favor of this proposal and overturn the Hobby Lobby decision. So you have that element first. Once they lock down the Democratic votes, now you got to start reaching out to Republicans. They need at least 5 Republican senators, but if they start losing any Democrats, that's an extra Republican they have to pick up every single time. And so there are very few Republicans who are even in the pool of people who they can target to switch over here, and you're at this point where you got to get almost all of them.
Are there any Republicans likely to sign on?
I think it'll be interesting. I think that you have there are some Republicans who've shown they're willing to come across the aisle in the Senate on issues, not necessarily issues like this, but issues in general, more moderate issues. We saw that with unemployment extension earlier this year. So there are some people I've actually been reaching out to today who might be willing to consider it. But again, until we start hearing that they have gotten Republicans on board, we have to think that it's still an uphill battle.
And even if this bill passed the Senate, it would have to go to the House, correct?
Exactly, where you have a whole different dynamic there. I mean, again, the Republican House has not shown a willingness to work at all with the Obama administration and the Democratic priorities. And so that would be a whole other battle there. You have a lot more Democratic votes in the House, so you got a chance, but you'd have to convince the GOP leadership to bring it up. You'd have to win some GOP votes. Again, it's an uphill battle. This isn't the kind – sometimes – senators come out with legislation, you say, okay, we know that's going to pass, we know that's going to happen. That's certainly not the case here. There could be a battle. They could win the battle, but it still looks uphill.
Well, given that, how much is this bill just a political bluster, and how much is it actually an attempt to do something?
Well, I think it's both, and here's why I say that. I think that for someone like Senator Murray and other Democratic senators, liberal senators, female senators, they were elected, they were sent to Washington to do a job. Many of their constituents are very upset by the Hobby Lobby decision. So what would Senator Murray be doing other than bringing up legislation like this? She could argue that this is, even if it's not going to pass, it is my job to write this type of bill and have it lose on the floor, even if it's going to lose. But I do think there's a huge element also of laying out differences and laying out choices between Democrats and Republicans, between the parties, between maybe Senator Murray and someone who might challenge her later, and saying, listen, even though we couldn't get this passed, I was an advocate on this issue, I fought on this issue, and this is what you have in me versus if you kick me out for a Republican or you kick me out for another person, they might not stand this way. So a lot of it is messaging, but I think part of it also is just them feeling as if they have the obligation to institute bills, even if they won't pass.
And to get people on the record.
Of course, exactly.
Okay. I'm speaking with Washington Post journalist Wesley Lowery. If, for some reason, the bill overcomes all odds and passes both houses of Congress, a bigger question I had was whether Congress actually has the power to override a Supreme Court ruling.
In this case, they do. And so the Supreme Court ruling, it's something I've been looking into a lot today. In the Supreme Court ruling, the judge, Chief Justice Roberts actually said during the oral arguments that this is the kind of thing that Congress would have the right to overrule, because they did not actually, the Supreme Court did not rule that the Hobby Lobby was, its constitutional rights were being violated by the mandate. You know, the Supreme Court could have ruled that the Affordable Care Act's mandate was a violation, it was unconstitutional. Instead, what it ruled was that the way it was being implemented was not ideal, was not the way it should have been, that the onus was on the government to respect religious freedom. Congress still has the right to come in and make a law undoing their own law, which is what this Religious Freedom Act was. They instituted this rule. Congress can go back and change that. And so that's what we're looking at here. The reason Hobby Lobby had the ability to get out of the mandate was that Congress had given them that ability. What this would be Congress coming back and saying, no, you don't have that right anymore.
Wesley Lowery, Washington Post congressional reporter, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
This is The Record.